Hi, it's Isabel
and Jaden,
and this is our first episode of Crime Talk.
Yep, which our true crime podcast.
Exactly, yes. So our first murder we're going to be talking about is the Lululemon murder.
Ooh.
So this murder took place on March 11th.
12th. Oh, was it 11th? I don't know.
12th was the next morning.
Oh, okay. Well, 11th.
It took place on March 11th, 2011, and it went into March 12th because that was when they were found.
Right.
So, this took place in Bethesda?
Okay. Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda, Maryland. I'm sorry. I can't. And our victim was Jana Murray, who was 30 years old.
And she wasn't the original suspect, but she turned out to be the suspect. It was Brittany Norwood, and she was 29 years old.
Yes. So before we actually get into the murder, we're going to do a little bit of a background on our suspect, Brittany, because she seemed to have a pretty eventful background.
Yeah.
Would you not say?
Eventful would be one word to describe it.
Yes. So, our girl, Brittany, was having a long history back of shoplifting and stealing from other people. The whole ordeal, right? She had an issue.
And she was, like, a really big, like, sports person. She was really athletic in high school and college. And so, like, her teammates, after the trial, like, some of them came forward and was like, yeah, Brittany stole stuff from us all the time, and blah, blah, blah. And we would tell the new girls, like, hey, better keep your stuff locked up, because Brittany will take it.
Yeah. So, and then she also had this friend in college who turned out, she testified that she was one of Brittany's closest friends in her college days, but she stopped being friends with her because she kept stealing. So this girl was just, like, crazy.
She was a psycho cuckoo nut brain head.
Yeah, and there was another story back in 2007. She had a boyfriend. We couldn't find his name anywhere. But apparently they went through, like, a long...
It was, like, a year-long relationship.
Yeah, and when they broke up, he claimed that she was violent with him and she basically abused him.
Like, on the regular. Like, she would hit him and kick him and punch him on the regular.
Which, you know, seemed kind of twisted, exactly, you know, considering the facts.
Yeah, well, you know.
But then apparently this boyfriend found a new girlfriend. So our girl Brittany started stalking them.
Because, you know, that's normal. Like,
totally normal.
Behavior. Yeah, no.
And she even kept her key to their house and the code to his house and broke into their home. And the girlfriend claimed that she stole stuff. Like, I remember a watch, a phone, some jewelry, clothes, etc.
Yeah, like weird stuff. Like, what? Why do you need to steal someone else's phone? Don't you have your own?
So finally, these two filed a restraining order on her.
Clearly, they got accepted.
Yeah. So, but, you know, that didn't really help anything because about two weeks later, she violated it outside of a dentist office.
Because her ex-boyfriend was a dentist, so it was, like, where him and his new girlfriend worked.
Exactly. Apparently, him and his girlfriend looked out a window and they saw her in the car just staring up at them, which, you know, kind of creepy.
You know.
So they got freaked out, went home, called the cops, and of course they took care of it after that. But this girl was just absolutely crazy. Like, what kind of person does that, like, even after getting the restraining order?
Literally, she was insane. Like, crazy.
It even got to the point where they got an arrest warrant on her, which, you know.
For the, like, breaking in and stealing stuff, because, you know, that's normal ex-girlfriend behavior.
Yeah, totally, you know, just totally normal.
You know, don't you break into all of your ex-boyfriend's houses?
Yeah, if I had any. Well, you know. Okay. So, we learned a lot about her past of shoplifting and stealing, so why don't we go forward to the actual night of the murder?
I have a little bit of background on Jaina, actually, so... Everyone that ever, like, would say anything about Jaina said she was really sweet. You could, like, look up pictures of her. She's pretty. Like, she's like, really pretty. But everybody in, like, Bethesda really liked her. and she was, like, a sweet girl, and so this is why it kind of, like, happened out of the blue. Like, no one ever would have expected this to happen to Jaina.
Yeah. So, basically, the people in this, she worked in a Lululemon, like we said, in Maryland, and these managers had a big meeting because they had figured out that she was shoplifting and she was stealing from her coworkers. Like, the coworkers had even caught her, like, going through her purse, and they would find stuff missing after Brittany made a comment on how much she liked it, like a perfume.
There was, like, a perfume that went missing, and it was, like, only while Brittany was on shift did people notice their stuff went missing.
Exactly. So, finally, these managers met together and decided that as soon as they caught her red-handed, they would fire her. And I don't think, from what I've learned, I don't think Brittany knew about this. She didn't know that the managers were planning this. She didn't know that they knew correctly. So, then, let's fast forward a little bit to the night of the murder. So, it basically started out, Jaina was working with Brittany, right?
Yeah.
So,
and they were closing the store.
Exactly. So, then we find out that Jaina had caught Brittany stealing a pair of yoga pants. I mean,
because they had, like, a buddy system.
Because everybody steals yoga pants, right?
Well, you know.
Especially Lululemon ones.
Yeah. I mean, they're pretty nice, but
yeah, but they, like, show your butt crack.
Well, yeah, no. But they had, like, I don't even know what to call it, but, like, basically a buddy system where they would check each other's bags to make sure that there was nothing in there, and so when Jaina looked in Brittany's purse, she was like, there's yoga pants in here. She's like, well, I bought them from this and this manager, and so Jaina called that manager, and she's like, nope, and Brittany was like, ah, gotcha. Jaina was like, gotcha, and so she's like, well, you're gonna have to tell the big boss, Rachel, and you're gonna have to deal with your consequences, basically.
And by the way, so this girl, she found her stealing a pair of yoga pants and tells her she's gonna tell the manager. So, Brittany's freaking out, and she's like, oh my god, I'm gonna lose my job. But why does that result in murder, exactly? Why?
You're psycho. That's why.
Like, what kind of person kills another person because they caught her stealing yoga pants?
Exactly.
Like, what the heck?
Exactly. So, after all of this happened, she's like, I'm gonna deal with this in the morning. Bye-bye. And they went their separate ways.
So then, Brittany had told Jaina that she forgot her wallet inside the store. So she was trying to get Jaina to go back in the store. And apparently,
and it worked.
It worked. So they went back in the store, and we find out that that's when she killed her. And it said, from the research I did, let me find it here, it said that Jaina sustained beating, cutting, stabbing, and choking wounds.
And those added up to 331 total wounds. That's like broken bones, that's strangulation marks.
This is from the 29-year-old woman, like, not
tiny
even...
tiny little peanut woman.
Not even middle-aged woman, completely... It said it was so severe that it was unbelievable. Like, unbelievably right. severe.
And something that will shake you to your core about this is that Jaina was alive for 330 of the wounds. She felt all of it. Until the very last one, she shoved a metal bar through the back of her neck, and it hit her brain, and that's when she died. She died on the very last wound.
That's horrible.
Terrible.
Yes. So, basically, this girl is, you know, awful person.
Terrible.
She, after she had killed Jaina, she decided that she needed to find a way out of this. So, she,
started by moving the car.
Exactly. She started by moving the car, and then she went back and she started making, like, bloody footprints, like she was running with her shoes.
Yeah, so basically she would, like, make shoe prints with her shoes, and then she went and took a pair of one of the men's shoes and put them on and tracked bloody footprints throughout the store with those guys' shoes, cleaned them all.
And you'll find out why she did that in a few... once we get to that point.
Right.
And then she laid down and she tied her own wrists with zip ties and slashed herself, which, I mean, that's kind of crazy. Like, she made herself slash so she could look, like, innocent.
That's straight up psychotic.
That is.
No.
So then we find that another employee showed up to the work the next morning and had seen Jaina dead on the floor, and she saw Brittany on the floor tied up, but she was still breathing.
Right.
So she, of course, freaking out, untied them.
Right.
She untied Brittany and then called 911, and we have quotes of what she said on 911.
Like, we listened to this call, and oh my god, this lady sounded like she was in freaking tears.
She
like,
said, you know, you a mess. It?
Yeah.
She said, quote, "There's two people in the back of my store. One person seems dead, and the other person is breathing," unquote. So this girl, she was freaking out, and she was telling them exactly what she saw, and so, of course, you know, the police show up, and they're taking a quote from Brittany, and, right. You know, guess what Brittany says?
Well, Brittany, she's like, so she went to the hospital, and so the cops went and saw her at the hospital. So Brittany formulates this whole story. I mean, like, I don't even know how crazy she came story. Up with it. It's insane. But, like, looking back on how it actually happened, but she formulates this story, and she was like, so basically these two guys in black ski masks and black jackets, and they had backpacks, they came in. They followed us into the store when I told her that I had forgotten my wallet. We went in, and these guys followed us in. And she's like, and then they came in, and they were when they were beating her, she said they were saying, like, racist things to her, lots of racist slurs. And then they beat Jaina, or they beat Brittany really bad, and then they killed Jaina. And she also said that they assaulted them as well. So that, and so it kind of like left a lot of questions for the investigators, you know, when they thought about it a little more.
They had found, by looking at her wounds, and which at first they thought were just defensive wounds from maybe like defending herself fighting from the back, attackers, yeah. They found out that they looked self-inflicted, which, you know, if you don't know what that means, it means that basically it looked like she did it herself.
Yeah.
And she had, it looks like the zip ties, she would have tied herself. They didn't look like something that somebody else could tie for her. They just, it looked really odd. And the investigator even said, I could just feel something was wrong, but he couldn't figure out what it was.
He said, this is a quote from the detective, Dimitri Rubin, who was the head detective on the case. He said, quote, "It's just this little voice in the back of my head. Something's just not right. The way Brittany's describing these two guys. They're racist, they're rapists, they're robbers, they're murderers. It's like the worst human you could possibly describe, right?" Unquote. And so, like, they thought it was weird, like, also that they would leave Brittany alive with so few injuries, and then, after cutting, beating, stabbing, and choking Jaina 331 times.
Yeah, and another thing was from this article on the oxygen. They had found that there was money missing from the safe. So they, at first, also thought that it was just maybe a robbery gone wrong.
Right.
So, you know, they never said anything about if they actually ever found the money on Jaina or anything. I don't know if they did or not. Yeah, but I don't know. They just said that the money was missing. I would count if they hadn't arrested Jaina right away that they didn't find the money on her.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I guess that's just something that would require, like, extremely deep
research. And another quote from that Detective Reuven, he said, quote, "It's just too crazy to be true," unquote. And then another quote, "Seems like an inside job," unquote.
So these people also, when they thought that it was two gunmen.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they thought it was these two men, they even put out a reward. They wanted to find these people because this town of Maryland was extremely terrified. They didn't want to do anything. They were terrified to close up shop, anything. So they put out a reward for $250,000 for whoever could find the masked men.
And one thing I did learn on the Morbid podcast that we listened to, it said that it, like, just by chance, there happened to be around the same time, so the Apple store had video cameras on the outside that was next door to them, and there happened to be two guys in black sweatshirts with black hoods on, both carrying backpacks, happened to walk by at the same time that this would have been going on. And then it turned out to be like a dead end.
And they even found out that the Apple store had security cameras. And through the security cameras, they could hear, I have some quote from it. They said that on the security cameras, they kept hearing arguing and everything. So they had found that the girl, what's her name, Jaina, was yelling at this girl. And she was like, let's talk this through. You don't need to do this. And yeah. you heard screaming, you heard yelling, you heard everything, but they just didn't feel like anything was wrong. So they never did anything about it. And to me, that's just really, really stupid. Because, I mean, if you hear something like that, why would you just sit there and think it was, like, nothing if you hear that much screaming that right. late?
And also on the Morbid podcast, they said that the walls were so thin between the two stores that the Apple employee... Oh, the reason why all these Apple employees were in the store at this time of night was because that they were there was a new iPad coming out the next day. And so they were getting everything ready for that. And so they were literally at one point, they were all standing with their ears against the wall listening to all of this happen. And didn't say anything to literally anyone.
Yeah, that's just, it's awful. They heard, because they even found the security cameras, they had heard Jaina trying to reason with her. She had said, like I said, talk to me, please don't do this. Then later on, when they heard, after they heard a lot of screaming, she had said, and I quote, God help me, please help me. She was mm-hmm. like, why would you just yell that if you weren't in serious trouble? Murdered. Or if you weren't in serious trouble, why would you yell that?
Yeah.
So these people were just completely idiotic not to do anything about it, not even to report it, nothing, which is just, I just can't understand why they would do that.
Yeah.
So after like, that they was have, ridiculous. After they found that these people were, after they found that Britney's story wasn't lining up, they even had an ME check her and Jaina out, and they found out that even though Britney claimed that these men sexually assaulted them, there was no signs of sexual assault on them, which is just, like, how could you lie about that and know you're not, and not know you're gonna get caught with that?
Exactly.
Because like, they always do a check for a sexual assault kit, and they just...
Yeah. That was kind of stupid. So like, then this whole story was stupid.
Exactly. But. So then after they find out that she's done something and something's wrong, they bring her in, and they also bring her brother and her sister in. Her brother, Chris and her sister, Marissa. So... they bring them in, and they're in the interrogation room, and we tried to find some good videos on the interrogation room, but we couldn't find anything of
on the Oxygen show. There's an Oxygen series that showed the whole, like, interrogation and then the whole conversation between Britney and her brother in the interrogation room.
But we couldn't find that, unfortunately, so we're gonna try to find it and watch it, but we definitely suggest that you guys go find it. But after they bring her into the interrogation room with her brother and her sister, she basically keeps apologizing, right? She keeps apologizing, like, but they don't know what she's apologizing for, because they, of course, they think she did it, but they can't do anything unless she confesses.
Right, and she kept denying that she had anything to do with the death, and so
kept denying that she was shoplifting.
The police kept throwing out more and more evidence that they had against her, and almost immediately her sister Marissa just lost it, and they had to get her out of the room because she knew that she like saw all the proof, and she knew that it had been her sister that did it.
Yeah. So, but her brother Chris stayed behind, and he was sitting there with her. And the interesting thing I found about this part of the case was that in the interrogation room, the detectives left Brittany and her brother Chris in the interrogation room alone, And, of course, her brother apparently said he had looked around the room and not seen a camera. Because, you know, you just notice a camera
like,
in the room.
Like, you're an idiot. Like,
they just see the camera and they're like, of course they keep a camera set up in plain sight.
Like those grocery store cameras when you walk in, it says, smile, you're on camera. Like, yes, that's what they're going to have in there. Yeah, exactly. You're definitely going to be able to see a listening device or a camera. Whatever.
So, apparently, Brittany had said, is there cameras in here? And her brother was like, no, I'm looking around. There's no cameras in here.
Yeah.
So then,
idiot.
It gets worse. Like, of course, you know, at this point, her brother is actually trying to get her to, you know, admit to what she's done, trying to figure out what's happening, right? He's trying to be a good brother, trying to figure it out. So at one point, you start to think, you know, he's actually a pretty good brother. He's trying to help his sister, right?
Until...
Wrong.
Until you hear this. He says that they would have to formulate a plan that included Jaina. Oh, you were talking about that part. I jumped ahead. Go ahead with yours.
Sorry. Her brother actually said, and I quote, why did you fight her? So
yes,
they were
fighting.
Yeah.
They were just fighting.
Because it was a fight.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Jaina actually asked for this. It was...
Yes.
It was apparently all Jaina's fault, you know?
Jaina just wanted to... practice her UFC
fighting.
She
just wanted attention.
In a freaking Lululemon store.
Mm-hmm, you know. Exactly. So then after this, you can go ahead and do your part.
Yeah, so then, after a lot of deliberation, Chris was like, dude, you did this. Like, you just told me you did, basically. And he told her that they would have to formulate a plan that included Jaina attacking Brittany first. This poor girl that was brutally murdered with 331 wounds was the one that started this. Yeah, I don't think so, bud.
Yeah. So then her brother Chris is giving her tips. So apparently when Brittany lies, she looks to her bottom left when she's lying, and that's how they can tell she's lying. So her brother Chris is sitting there telling her, you need to look anywhere else in the room when you're lying because you can't
focus
look in
on
that spot,
one spot
because they'll know you gotta focus somewhere else, like that red dot over there. She was telling him to look at a red dot.
Yeah.
So then it gets better. Because then he says, quote, I've done this before.
I lie a lot. Uh-huh. Like, I literally have written in my notes in big bold letters, more harm than good, bro.
Yes. Exactly.
You're literally not helping in any way, shape, or form. Like, no way.
But don't worry about this. It actually gets a little better. Because, in a good way, actually. Because even though Chris didn't see these stupid cameras, or whatever doesn't exist apparently in the interrogation room, they were, of course, actually there. Because these detectives aren't just going to leave this suspect in the interrogation room knowing that she's going to break to her brother and not have a camera there to catch her in the act. So of course, these cameras caught her, and she gets arrested for the murder.
Yes. So then when the town of Bethsaida found out, they were literally like, what the crap? We've stood behind this girl. We've given her our love and support because we thought she was a victim. And now we're just like, oh, nah, she killed this girl.
And that includes our victim, Jaina's family. Apparently, Jaina's family found out on their way to Jaina's funeral. So they were absolutely horrified because they even stood behind Brittany. They thought she was a victim as well. They were going to send her flowers. They felt bad for her because she had to go through that.
Yeah.
And they find out on the way to their family, Jaina's funeral, that she was the one who murdered Jaina. And that just had to have, like, completely hit them horribly because they felt so bad for this girl.
Right. And so when the trial started, the prosecution and the family wanted Murder One, which... I don't blame them. Like, this was clearly premeditated. There's evidence of premeditation,
yeah,
so she deserves murder.
They are moving for life without parole.
I'm down with that. So,
basically, the trial had lasted 6 to 7 days.
Yeah.
But after a lot of deliberation, again, they were hoping for Murder 2.
Well, that's what the defense wanted. Was
exactly.
They were like, clearly this girl's guilty. The best thing we can do for her is Murder 2.
Exactly, yes. So, basically, They were hoping for that, and we didn't get a lot of detail on the trial itself, but, you know, of course,
yeah,
she went away.
One thing we did learn, though, was that the Apple employees, some of them, like, testified, and the judge literally, like, I don't even remember, I don't even know what word
he said,
I want to use.
He yelled at her.
He yelled at the Apple employees for, like, really, you heard this, you didn't go over there, you didn't say anything to anyone, like, you just stood there and listened at the wall, and...
Yeah. I mean, this judge even had yelled at, Brittany.
Yeah,
I can't remember exactly the quote he said. I remember he said something along the lines of, like, you are one hell of a liar.
Yes.
Like, it was something along those lines. But one of the even worst parts about this whole awful story is that it was a complete accident that Jaina just happened to be working the night that she caught Brittany doing these things. And Jaina wasn't even supposed to be working that night. She was covering for another employee. And that just makes the whole thing worse, because Jaina could have avoided this, but she was being a good person and covering another person's shift.
Right. And another absolutely horrible thing about this case is that Jaina almost escaped. They were looking at where there was blood. There was blood at the front door handle. So she almost got out there, and then she was dragged back into the back hallway, and once she got back there, she ran to the door, and there were literally her handprints on the door handle, and she couldn't get out. So that was another absolutely horrible thing.
It's awful. Like, and the detective had even said, quote, it was a crime of passion. That's another way that they kind of knew that it wasn't just two random men who happened to follow these two into the store, because you could tell by the wounds on this girl that this wasn't just some random hit. This was something that was a crime of passion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No doubt. And so then, in closing statements, so the family was there for the whole trial, every single day of the trial. And in closing statements, they described blow by blow what Brittany did to Jaina. And they said that it just completely tore her family up. And her dad was, like, a big dude, like, a big tough guy. And he was literally sobbing, and his shoulders were literally convulsing because it tore him up so bad.
And it's awful. I mean, you just can't believe some of the things that can happen in this world.
Like, I don't understand, like, people. Exactly. I hate people.
It's awful.
Brittany sucks.
Uh-huh, definitely.
Brittany sucks.
All right. Well, that was the story on the Lululemon murder.
Yes.
Isabel.
That was our first, and Jaden. This was our first installment. We hope you guys enjoyed.
On Crime Talk.
More to come, for sure, because this was fun.
We have a lot of exciting, well, not exciting, because these are murders, but, like, a lot of past
action-packed
murders that we want to work on and
cover
for you. So
we really enjoyed doing this. We know this one was a little bit short, a little bit quick, but
there's just not a lot of background on this murder because it was kind of sudden.
And we did research on this really fast so we could get this recorded.
Sometimes you just can't believe some of the murders.
Sometimes you just can't believe how terrible people are.
But definitely also, if you do want to learn more about this murder, you can definitely go online or go to YouTube, and you can find plenty of videos on the Lululemon murder.
Check out the Morbid podcast.
Yeah, you can find that on Spotify.
Yep. Or on anywhere else you listen to podcasts. It is a two-part series on this murder.
And I believe they also have over 90 podcasts on murders.
They are also good.
Amazing. We've listened to a lot of them.
Yes.
Just today, actually. So,
yes, definitely go check out Ash and Elena. They are great. We love them.
And, you know, there are also plenty of library book stuff that you can learn more about.
What was the name of the book? They mentioned... The murder in the yoga store or something like that.
There was a murder in the yoga store. There was also a really good book that I learned from Morbid that I do plan on reading. It was called Confessions of a Murder.
Or Serial Killer.
Confessions of a Serial Killer, sorry. And it looked like an extremely good book. I do plan on reading it, so I suggest you do too.
Yes. So, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and we will see you in the next one.
Bye!